couple of things I wanted to throw at you with the Jets, though.
Bring it on, man.
Aaron Glenn was supposed to interview yesterday with the Jets. I'm assuming that he did and completed that interview.
Video interview. They're doing a lot of video interviews as opposed to in-person interviews, just so you know. A lot of these teams are.
Well, you do that first, and then if you like the guy, and maybe you narrow it down, and you do the in-person, one of those things. And the other one is Newsday had Mike Greenberg, the Bucks Mike Greenberg, on the back page, the sports page, saying, bring him home.
Oh, there you go.
So they got Newsday's trying to get Mike Greenberg, a Long Island guy who grew up a Jets fan, to get that job. And he is a really, really bright guy. We had him on as a guest. He could be, as you said, the David Stearns of the Jets.
100%.
But there would be some trepidation if I were Mike Greenberg, being the general manager, that being my childhood team, coming back home, because it's a great story. It really is. It's a great story if you come in and you turn the team around. It's not such a great story if you don't. And you've talked about the other side of things when you're playing in your hometown. And there's players get it, offensive coordinators get it, head coaches get it, general managers get it. I mean, we can rattle off the worst general managers in New York right off the top of our head.
Yes.
And does Mike Greenberg want to take that risk? You got to believe in yourself, but at the same time, it might be easier to, let's say, fail in Tennessee than it would be to fail as the Jet GM.
You know, I'm not saying that this guy should be for the Jets, but, you know, it's interesting that the Raiders fired Tom Telesco. He, you know, was a GM for a long time with the Spanos family out there with the Chargers, and they had very competitive teams. They just could never win a Super Bowl, but they were always competitive. They got the quarterbacks. They had Drew Brees. They drafted Phillip Rivers. You know, he got out there. They always were competitive. I don't know what to tell you other than, you know, he's another guy that has real experience in the league and is a pretty good talent evaluator and knows the inner workings of the league. I wonder if he is up for any of these jobs that are open right now. There's only two of them open. One would be the Jets, and the other one, obviously, he just got fired for.
Right. So now you've got, the three openings.
Did they throw him in the mix?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine so. I mean, the Jets are interviewing everybody. And the only people that they're not interviewing are, you know, Ben Johnson and John Gruden. Those are the two guys that they're not interviewing. Everybody else has been interviewed as a head coach and all the GM candidates as well.
Again, I went back and asked a couple people that I do know that are in the NFL offices here in New York, names not to be mentioned, and just threw that whole thing by them that you had said yesterday about Roger Goodell and all this other stuff. And they all swear to me that, you know, Roger does not get involved with individual teams when it comes to who they're hiring or firing. The only way he would get involved is if there was a violation of the Rooney Rule. Then he would definitely get involved. Now, I believe these people because every piece of information that I have ever been given, it has been accurate to a point where I can be very comfortable saying something on the air here that people may not have heard before. And I've done that.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, and they're not protecting their jobs. They're not trying to protect Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell's got enough stuff coming at him. But they say there is no way, shape, or form that he is getting involved in individual team decisions when it comes to who they should hire, who they shouldn't hire, who they should fire, and who they shouldn't fire.
Yeah, I mean, and that is, and I'll believe everything from your sources as well. My take on this was that this is a very unique situation. Of course, Roger Goodell's not going to go to the Jets and be like, you shouldn't hire this guy, you should hire that guy, when it comes to guys that don't have things in the past like John Gruden. However, you know, this John Gruden situation, there is a lawsuit. He did say lots of things about Roger Goodell and also the, you know, the end hate campaign, end racism campaign, all the things that the NFL puts out there. You know, when John Gruden comes back, if John Gruden comes back into the league, all of those words that he had in those emails are going to bubble up to the surface, and it's just not something that I think the league would want to deal with.
All right, so, you know, I'm normally, just like you, we're South Shore, Long Island guys, mm-hmm. So we are born with this cynicism within us.
Indeed.
We don't trust anything that we see sometimes. We are very cynical about things that are said, the way that we look at things, what goes on in politics. Fine. You've worked with me for 8 years.
Yeah.
And I've come here with a number of things that, you know, nobody's ever talked about before. And I think it's good news for sports fans. So I bring it to our program. We talk about it. And then eventually what I say, ends up happening because I have certain people in my life that give me the honest truth when I ask them a direct question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like what I'm telling you now is...
I just said I believe you.
I know, but I yeah. just... I just... I didn't feel like a real support. I just felt like, I believe you. Well, like, that wasn't like what I was just,
I do find it interesting that not a single owner is going to bring in John Gruden for an interview. I mean, not one of these openings. Just bring him in, talk to him. You don't have to hire him. I mean, he's not on anybody's list. I mean, the New York Jets are interviewing... I mean, they interviewed Ron Rivera and Rex Ryan, for God's sakes. And like, you can't bring in Gruden for just a chat?
Well, the other thing about this particular situation, you know, they wouldn't give me any sort of accurate statements regarding any other things that may be attached to that lawsuit. You know, 'cause they couldn't. They couldn't mm-hmm. talk about it. And because I thought that maybe there was something else in the lawsuit when it comes to discovery. I don't know if they've gone to discovery yet or not, that somebody else found out about something else and that it's worse than it actually is. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that would be something that would make sense to me if that were going on.
And that's why I was wondering, like, why nobody is interviewing him now. It's 2025. He's gone through his penalty phase. He stepped away. Then he ended up getting, I'm sure, contacted by a labor lawyer who decided, look, you got a case here. Let's go for it.
Yeah, I'd love to. It's not going to happen, but I would love to speak candidly to John Gruden about why he thinks that nobody is knocking on his door. I'd love to hear that because I'm sure he's got takes.
Oh, I'm sure he's got a lot of hot takes. Well, we see them on Barstool.
We do, but I'm talking about his own personal situation, which he has not talked about at all since being at Barstool. He's not, as far as I know, he hasn't talked about getting jobs, not getting jobs, interviews. I haven't seen any of that.
It's probably off limits when he signed the contract. Just, you know, none of that stuff. I don't want to get into it. It's not, you know, I've said what I've said. I got a lawsuit and I can't really talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, he is phenomenal. And we knew he was phenomenal doing all those games, you know, with Monday Night Football. But, I mean, in this role here, he is just perfect. Even when it's not the sports stuff, it's some of the other man stuff that Barstool is doing. He's just great at it. So even if he doesn't get another look, I hope he sticks with them so we can easily get to his content